Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
2 hours you've all been waiting for is finally here.
I had to jump in, man. The streets are hot. I had to jump in here quick.
I mean, the streets are so hot.
Moneyline with the dynamic duo of Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh.
But you usually have some plans when you're rocking solo.
Really, dude? Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
All right, let me just start with this. How good is the NBA then right now? How good is the NBA play postseason right now?
It's so fun.
Is it not delivering? Is it not delivering every night?
And I woke up again in the middle of the night to see that score and go, oh my goodness. And then when I saw the highlights of how it ended, wow. Exactly.
Insanity. I mean, the fact that none of them covered.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
It's a Tuesday, and we're ready to go today on Moneyline. Your boy Donnie Wrightside here over the next 2 hours. A solo mission. And if you're ready to do some handicapping, people, you came to the right place. Phone calls? Yes, absolutely love them. 844-843-6879. But we got some business to do today overall. And as you know, we like to start with some of the hottest topics out here in the business. None hotter than right now. The Philadelphia 76ers. And not for the reason that they moved on and they're playing in the Eastern Conference Finals because they beat the Boston Celtics. Because they didn't do that. 76ers head coach Doc Rivers was let go today. After that Game 7 butt-kicking by the Boston Celtics. Probably the right move overall, but also the Philadelphia 76ers probably in a little bit of upheaval now because of the complete roster construction and what that is going to look like. Why? I don't think Joel Embiid's going anywhere. Obviously, Tyrese Maxey going to be in those long-term plans. Who knows if you can actually get rid of, you know, Tobias Harris and that awful contract. But I guess you can start with James Harden, starting point guard for the Philadelphia 76ers. Who will be a free agent? Does he come back? How much money do the Sixers want to pay him? Do the Sixers actually want to pay him? Or does he go to Houston? And now we're hearing maybe some chops here out on the Phoenix Suns, which reminds me. I don't know why James Harden and the Phoenix Suns would even be a match. It just sounds like, oh, Harden, yeah, that Houston James Harden, MVP-style James Harden. Than you're looking at, right? That's not what James Harden is. And you have an aging point guard already in Chris Paul that didn't work out for you there, and he's commanding a lot of money. Is he on the move? Will he retire? And where does he go from a Phoenix perspective? But there are some decent head coaches out there. Doc Rivers now on the market. Nick Nurse on the market. Monty Williams on the market. So who knows who the Philadelphia 76ers will get, but it'll probably tell us a big portion of where they're going in the future. Because if you do have a head coach that people like to play for, particularly NBA players, that could help the Philadelphia 76ers out. And also, if you are on Twitter or social media, like so many of us are, and you know I love my social media, Dame Lillard yesterday saying, you know what? Seeing Joel Embiid's press conference after the game, you know, saying hello to Joe, love that roster. So maybe some things could be in the works for the Philadelphia 76ers and Damian Lillard. Who knows? We have so long to go here, not particularly in the season itself, as we're down to the Eastern Conference Finals and the Western Conference Finals. And the Western Conference Finals do start today, and that's going to be a fantastic game, which right after this break, we're probably going to dip right into that. Now, there are some hot topics that I do want to get into today, as I just wanted to start off with Doc Rivers being fired as the Philadelphia 76ers head coach. We'll see who they get as a coach, and away we go into the NBA offseason, which sometimes, as we like to say, maybe more entertaining than the regular season and playoffs themselves? Yeah, the NBA is actually built into that. Aaron Judge, we'll talk about him in just a little bit here. The infamous look over into the dugout and what was actually happening here, as Aaron Judge says, oh, you know, there's a guy chirping in my dugout. Just wanted to see who it was. That's probably not the case here. Were you looking for signals? Maybe not the case there either. Did they intercept pitch comm signals and were trying to signal Aaron Rodgers? Who knows? Or Aaron Rodgers, I should say. You got football in the mind. Aaron Judge. My goodness. Do we have another cheating scandal on our hands? I don't actually think so, so. I don't really think there's too much to it, but we'll analyze it, get into it, and certainly what happened in Major League Baseball. Also, we talked about this topic last week a little bit. The Black Friday football game. That looks like the Jets dipping their toes in the water, saying, how about we host this every single year? Because it really could turn into a Thanksgiving-type game where if you are that team that is on national TV every Black Friday, that's exposure that you can't get everywhere. We'll talk about that. And also, I am going to rail on this. Peacock, the network, right? The app, they're going to get an NFL game. Oh, Donnie, that's terrible. What game are they actually getting? They're getting the Houston Texans, the Arizona Cardinals? No, they're actually getting a playoff game this next coming year. So one of those where you're going to have to log in, you're going to have to buffer, but I don't want to give away any of my heat that I'm going to bring upon that. And also tonight, did you know? Yay, basketball. Love it. 8:30 start time. Be able to watch at least a little bit of that. You know your boy gets up early. But also tonight, it is the equivalent to the Powerball lottery for NBA teams. Is it every year? No, not necessarily. This year? Absolutely. The winner of the lottery tonight, Victor Wembanyama, is going to be that prize that could lift you out of the doldrums and the darkness of winning 15 to 20 games a year and into the spotlight where maybe you can make the playoffs and eventually a run to the NBA championship. And he can be that catalyst here to improve your franchise, which is worth X amount of dollars into XX amount of dollars. We'll get into that and more. And also, who has a chance to win that? Is it just probabilities? Is it just percentages? Because they are slim percentages. It's not like in the NFL, worst team gets first, no matter what, with that pick. That's not the case in the NBA, and we'll break down exactly what those percentages actually are. A lot of topics to hit. NBA Western Conference Game 1 tonight. Major League Baseball card. I got you covered. Donnie Wright's out here. Solo mission right here on the bridge.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hour number one, certainly in full effect right here on Moneyline, Sirius XM Channel 159 on the Sports Grid Network. Donnie Wrightside here. Riding solo today, K-Dub of Newell will be off on Tuesday and Wednesday, then back on Thursday. We got a lot of topics to get to. Let's keep it in the NBA to start the show here, because as I was sort of tipping my pitches here, similar to what Aaron Judge was looking at, I want to look at the NBA draft lottery, because me being a Philadelphian, for a long time, this was our favorite night in basketball. We weren't competitive on the court, weren't trying to be competitive on the court. The process had begun, and years and years and years of automatic and forced losing made us Philadelphia 76ers fans just really enjoy this night, because we were never in the playoffs and never competitive, and yet sitting here hoping that you would get a Ben Simmons, a Joel Embiid, superstar players that you could pick from because you had the top pick, and away you went because you figured that, you know what, top free agents are going to come to a bad team or a bad franchise, but top free agents don't have to come if you get the top players in the draft. Now, as we look, you know, it used to be a higher percentage for the top three teams, right? Almost tiered. This team, and this team. So let's just say it was the Lakers, the Pistons, and the Sixers. Depending on who was in last place with their record, you got X amount of ping pong balls and so forth. You went and made some sense here. But the NBA was so furious with the Sixers' automatic tanking that they said, you know what? We're not going to give you and make you a prohibitive favorite just because you have the most losses in the league. You know, you're going to have to earn that by doing it, yes. But we're also going to say the teams that finish with the second worst record and the third worst record also get the same exact odds as you do, being the team with the worst record. So tonight, the Detroit Pistons have a 14% chance at the number one pick. The Houston Rockets have a 14% chance at the number one pick. The San Antonio Spurs, a 14% chance at the number one pick. So all three of those teams here with the best odds to win it. Now you say to yourself, hold on, I'm the worst team in the NBA. And whether or not you're trying to tank or not, most of them, yes, we can agree. They're trying to tank. The rosters just aren't good enough, and they understand that it doesn't make any sense to try to make a run to the play-in rounds and then miss out on a legitimate chance in a lottery to get a high draft pick to actually improve your basketball team outside of free agency. But really, when you think about that, in the NFL, came down to the last day of the season between who's going to get the number one overall pick, the Chicago Bears or the Houston Texans. And the Houston Texans messed it all up there. Bears took full advantage. No way they were winning the final game, and they didn't. But we didn't go into a draft lottery in the NFL. The NFL just said, hey, congratulations, Chicago Bears. You are now officially on the clock. And the Houston Texans, who had the second worst record there, were on the clock with the number two pick. There was no like, oh my goodness. Like, not only did we lose the number one pick, like we can't even like get this back. We're going to drop down to six or seven, and oh my goodness, that's not the way the NFL treats it. Because the NFL understands, look, they don't condone cheating. They don't condone tanking, right? But they sort of look the other way, understanding what it takes with a franchise and why you might need to do that. But once you commit to the tank in the NFL, it pays off if you do it correctly. You could commit to the tank here for the Detroit Pistons and wind up with the three pick. Like, what? Or the four, or whatever. Granted, you know what? I shouldn't say that because I don't know that officially. I don't know if those top three teams can't fall below three, right? I'm pretty sure they probably can. But there's so many oddities and so many changes in the NFL draft, the NBA draft, that I haven't paid all that much attention to outside of the percentages that you get. Houston Rockets, 14%. Spurs, 14%. And then you get the next wave, right? The Charlotte Hornets, a 12.5% chance. The Portland Trailblazers, a 10.5% chance. The Orlando Magic, a 9% chance. The Indiana Pacers, 6.8%. Wizards, 6.7%. Yeah, look at that big difference, right? 6.8 to 6.7, my goodness. Utah Jazz, 4.5%. And then some teams there down just hoping they get a miracle. The Dallas Mavericks, who basically tanked out of the playoffs to get a 3% chance at the number one pick. The Chicago Bulls, a 1.8% chance. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the boys over there in OKC, 1.7. Now, grant, it even goes lower. The Toronto Raptors have a 1% chance. How about the Pelicans here? The Pelicans have a half of a percent chance to team up Zion Williamson and Victor Wembanyama. A half of a percent. Now, does it go that far down? I mean, that's just ridiculous here. But having said that, I mean, you're talking about one of those years where when you have a franchise, and it doesn't matter what sport, and I shouldn't say franchise, your fandom, right? So many times when you get that number one overall pick, you pray it's a generational talent. I don't know, back in the day, Magic Johnson coming out of Michigan State changed the Lakers' fortunes, right? Wayne Gretzky being drafted to the Edmonton Oilers, right? Changes the way a franchise will operate here. In the NFL, you think you're getting, like, I don't know, let's just say Andrew Luck, right? Oh, Trevor Lawrence. Hey, can change the, you know, trajectory here as one of those can't-miss type talents that you're so excited. Now, Greg said, oh, well, why don't you go over Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady? Look, six-round picks and late first-round picks. We're talking about number one overall where you tank to get that player figuring he's going to change your fortunes. For me and my Phillies fandom, the tank for the Philadelphia Phillies didn't produce anything. One of the worst teams in the world at drafting in the first round. Now, hopefully, that has changed over the past couple years with a couple optimistic prospects, particularly pitchers. But the Phillies, do you know what they got out of their tank? Being the worst team in baseball, they drafted number one. They didn't get Bryce Harper. They had to wait for Bryce Harper to leave Washington and sign him to a $300 million plus contract. So that wasn't it. You know, they didn't get a chance at a Steven Strasburg. They didn't get a chance at a Manny Machado, even though I believe he was the third overall pick to the Baltimore Orioles. They didn't get any of that. They got Mickey Moniak. Like, do you see how disrespectful and how trash that is? Like, you could have got, like, Ken Griffey Jr.'s of the world, right? The Phillies got Mickey Moniak out of there, a guy that's not even a Major League Baseball player, which is unfathomable. Where you would draft Mickey Moniak number one overall and within, like, a year and a half, he's not even, like, a top 100 prospect in baseball. That's failure, and that hurts. But also from a Sixers perspective as well, where they went through that entire tank, the process, Sam Hinkie, and they busted on pick after pick after pick after pick. Now, granted, Sam Hinkie was able to see his vision all the way through because the NBA stepped in and said, we're about literally to take your franchise away unless you put Brian Colangelo in there who's going to mess up your franchise altogether. And he did. Instead of checking Jason Tatum, trades up for Markelle Fultz, flat out bust at the one spot. Ben Simmons, supposed to be an all-world player if he just was able to develop a jump shot. He didn't care about basketball or developing a jump shot. He was a flat-out bust. Jahlil Okafor, a flat-out bust. You see where we're going here for the 76ers? All those years of pain and frustration gave you Joel Embiid and a bunch of bums. So you just have to get lucky sometimes in the draft, and tonight might be one of those days with Victor Wembanyama. You're looking at a guy that's supposed to come in right away and compete. A couple years, probably have his team looking for a championship. Now, have I watched Victor Wembanyama? Not necessarily. Have I seen the highlights? Absolutely. But the one thing we do know just from the talking heads in the NBA, this guy is a once-in-a-generation type player here. And if you get that on your basketball team, your fortune should be able to change immediately. And maybe that's going to be the case. But there's always that doubt, which again, me as a Philadelphia 76ers fan, when you're supposed to stack talent on top of talent on top of talent, and it doesn't happen. In hockey, you could get the number one overall pick and get an average player. You can be the number two pick in a year where the number one player is so far head above everybody that it really hurts to say, oh, we got the number two pick, we should be lucky. No, not when Bedard's there. Not when Sid the Kid's there. Not when Wayne Gretzky is there. Not when Alexander Ovechkin is there. Players like that. It hurts. But tonight, somebody's going to be blessed by the basketball gods at Victor Wembanyama. We're going to talk NBA next. Lakers, Nuggets, bets, props, and much, much more. It's Moneyline right here on the grid. I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Get ready to talk some NBA action right here on Moneyline in the afternoon on a Tuesday. This guy is because the chase for the ring starts right now. Final four. Two teams left in the East. Two teams left in the West. If we're looking at the FanDuel Sportsbook, the odds to win the NBA championship, the Boston Celtics minus 105, the Denver Nuggets plus 230, the Los Angeles Lakers plus 360, and the Miami Heat at 15-1. Oh, the disrespect is real for the Heat out there, isn't it? Feels like it. And how about what? The automatic? Like Boston's already cashing tickets at a minus 105 price? Already walking by the Heat? Busting up the Lakers and or the Nuggets? It's a foregone conclusion. Have you seen the Boston Celtics through two rounds? Yeah, they won. Did watch. Six games against Atlanta? Okay. Actually, clinch that game in Atlanta in game six. 76ers took them to seven games. Sixers couldn't knock them out in six, so the Boston Celtics woke up in the final 4 minutes of game six. Basically cruised in the second half in game seven. Easy victory there, and they move on. But being priced like an absolute champion right now, and I don't know if that price point is actually warranted here. Now, let's take a look at the game tonight, because it's going to start it all for us. One game tonight, basically going to rotate every other day, which is great, because it gives us something to talk about. Lakers-Nuggets today, Miami Heat-Celtics, Boston-Celtics tomorrow. Both of these tip times at 8:30, so manageable for everybody who wants to get down, watch, and still actually wake up for work. Now, granted, I wake up for work a little bit earlier than most people out there, so my thought process is I will probably roll over in the middle of the night and check some scores and see what happens, check in some Major League Baseball, which we'll go over a little bit later. But this game for me, the Nuggets at FanDuel, -6 point price, minus 114 there for the odds. If you're looking at taking the Los Angeles Lakers, this has actually grown. It's now a plus 200 on the Lakers when I believe it was a plus 180 to plus 185 when Joe and I were doing the early line this morning on the Sports Grid Network. Total hasn't really changed, 222.5. That is staying the same. But for me, it just feels like a Denver Nuggets night. Now, I made a couple errors already with the Los Angeles Lakers. One, to start the playoffs, not taking them to win the NBA championship at a ridiculously nice price. And here they are in the Western Conference Finals. And I missed out on that. I did. But I've called the Lakers pretty good all the way through on games where I thought they would win and thought they would possibly lose. Now, for myself, the one that I did get wrong, which did cost me, you know, a little bit of coin, was the Lakers series with the Golden State Warriors, where they ended up winning game one. Didn't think they were going to be able to do that. I thought they would might lose game one, possibly win game two, but I'd get a better price if I waited, and that didn't happen. The Lakers ended up winning both of those series, and I believe was it also that the Lakers won game one against the Memphis Grizzlies. So they have a, you know, starting gate or a starting point where they've done very well. But I still look at this and say to myself, I don't think it's a Lakers night. Now, if there was one game that you figured that the Lakers would be able to win again, would be game one. Why? They did it twice already. And number two, they're rested here going into elevation. This isn't a regular season game where they just played the Utah Jazz the night before. They're going to fly in for a one-night affair with the Denver Nuggets. But that's also why the Nuggets were so tough in the regular season, because they have residency in Denver. They're used to the thin air. Teams just traveling on a 3 or 4 day road trip, they don't have that, and they tire out quickly in that altitude. But I'm pretty sure the Lakers have probably been in Denver for the past couple days and practicing in Denver and getting themselves acclimated to the high altitude, so maybe it's not that big a deal. And also, this isn't the Lakers' first rodeo with playing the Denver Nuggets in Denver, since they are both in the Western Conference. They do it a few times. LeBron James has probably played tons of times in Denver there. It's not as if you get it and be like, oh, wow, this is what they actually talk about when the air is light and I'm sucking for wind. And the thing I do appreciate, though, is anytime you go to Denver, any sort of sporting events, they always let you know that the air is thin. Like, they really want to build that into you psychologically. Like, oh my goodness, you are now stepping into a place that's 5,200 feet above sea level. Get your oxygen ready. It's like, oh man. And you start the game and you're feeling a little bit tired already to begin with. Then it seeps in and you make it more psychological than it is physical at that point. Over tonight, 222.5. As I said, I like the Denver Nuggets tonight. And if I like the Denver Nuggets to win the game, then what am I also going to like, right? Yeah, you guessed it. I'm going to like them to cover the spread as well. If we're looking at some of the player props in this game to try to take a look at, I think there's a couple that could be viable here. Player points, LeBron James, 24.5. Anthony Davis, 23.5. The two top dogs there for the Los Angeles Lakers. Some secondary options, D'Angelo Russell at 15.5, and Austin Reeves at 14.5. You know that's my guy. He's going to come to play tonight. What's automatic? Yeah, him knocking down at least one three-point shot always gets down. For the Denver Nuggets, Nikola Jokic at 28.5, Jamal Murray at 25.5, Michael Porter Jr., 15.5, Aaron Gordon, 13.5, and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, otherwise known as KCP, at 9.5. Now, there are a couple other guys out there. Lonnie Walker, I think, is going to have a repeat of that game that he played against the Golden State Warriors in a monster fourth quarter. 8.5 points, scored 15, I believe, in that quarter alone, when he was dominant against the Golden State Warriors. Jeff Green, 4.5 points. Bruce Brown Jr., 10.5. Now, granted, since we are winding down the NBA season and the playoffs, you get many more options here than you would during a normal regular season game. But if we slide it down here, I was asking Joe Ranieri this topic as well, because some of these are fun. If you don't just like to get down and say to yourself, well, I got to pick an exact number here, but instead of saying, okay, I think this guy can get 25 points at a minus 110 price, let's go after maybe a bigger ticket here. And in game one of the Western Conference Finals today on the FanDuel Sportsbook, the top points score market. How about that? And it lists quite a few guys here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9, 13 guys. Five. 1, 2, 3, 5 guys, yes, at 100 to 1 or higher. That's KCP, Bruce Brown Jr., Jeff Green, Dennis Schroeder, and Lonnie Walker. Now, granted, you could probably remove them right away. Highly doubtful that that's going to take place at one of those guys' dues check in. So if you take a look at the upper echelon, the guys that we think, the normal crew, right? Nikola Jokic, plus 140 to be the top point scorer tonight in game one. Jamal Murray, a plus 280. So right there, you have two Denver Nuggets players listed at the top of the heap here on the FanDuel Sportsbook to lead the game in scoring. LeBron James comes in at a plus 340 price to lead this game in scoring. Anthony Davis at a plus 480 price. Now we get a little bit interesting here because you have some decent scores, right? We know Jamal Murray can score, Nikola Jokic, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis. But now you fall off the cliff. Michael Porter Jr., I think he can rein in some triples. He's 29-1 to be the highest scoring player in this game. D'Angelo Russell, who we've seen at times play very well, and if the three ball is working, he's 46-1. Now, Austin Reeves is my guy, and I have him in a same-game player prop that I think is going to win some money. By the way, yesterday, shout out to your boy DRS. Arizona Diamondbacks, I believe it was, who's the other two I had? Was it Corbin and Marte? Two base hits, or should I say one base hit apiece for the players of the leg, and also the Arizona Diamondbacks on the money line. That one hit, that was nice last night. I got another same-game parlay tonight, which deals with this Lakers-Nuggets game, which we'll get to in just a few moments here. But I'm always looking for interesting markets here to try to, you know, level up, if you will. Take a side, take a total. I get it, yes. Take a guy on his player points prop, yes. Maybe a three-point prop, absolutely. But if you could take a look at some of those combos that really make sense, you could say, okay, you know what? Let me press it down a little bit here. Let me take a player to go 5 points above what his actual number is. Let me take a guy to maybe go up the lateral making three-point shots. How about Jamal Murray tonight to make 4 three-point shots plus 210? It's not even a great price. Are we just expecting Jamal Murray to knock down 4 three-point shots? You think D'Angelo Russell does it plus 420 price? LeBron James at plus 380 to make 5 triples. Only 2 Denver Nuggets listed. Jamal Murray at plus 550 price and Michael Porter Jr. at a plus 650 price. Players to record a triple-double tonight in this game. I always get a kick out of this because it's you say to yourself, when you hear triple-double, man, I better be getting like 5-1 plus if it's going to be worth my while. Well, Nikola Jokic is never going to give you that. He's a plus 110. Now, if I told you right now, free wager, yes or no on a triple-double, that's really hard to go under on him, isn't it? You just see like, you know the points are going to get there. But when he starts out the game with like, you know, 2 assists, 3 rebounds, builds into the second quarter, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, and away you go. Because the points come along with that. And so many times you see where he gets it easily, or if he doesn't, it's like, hey, I had 31, 17, and 8, right? Just below the threshold for getting that triple-double. To record a double-double market, right? A lot of the times there's not that much value on these, but Nikola Jokic, you get a double-double, minus 1,700. I mean, heck, even Anthony Davis, he's giving you no help here. A minus 550. LeBron James? Minus 110. Where's the value here, right? You're just expecting those guys to get 10 points and 10 rebounds, right? I mean, of course, they can get the double-double the hard way. Points and assists or points and blocks. Heaven forbid if Anthony Davis goes out and gets a double-double, which includes blocks. So that's something to consider here. The parlay featured tab, or popular parlays featured tab. I always like the combined points, right? Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray to record 40-plus points, rebounds, and assists each, plus 175. How about this one? Any player to record 18 or more rebounds, plus 145. You say, that's stupid. I would never do that. You ever watch Anthony Davis and Nikola Jokic really get after it? Have double-digit rebounds at the break? It's a legitimate chance that that can get over there. It's a lot of good bets tonight. We got a long way to go here, so make sure you keep the dial. SiriusXM Channel 159.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ooh.
Little Wu-Tang Clan right here. Never heard anybody on a Tuesday afternoon, right? It's Donnie Wrightside here, SiriusXM Channel 159. If you want to get involved in Moneyline today, 844-843-6879. Just to put a bow on this game tonight. And I'm very excited because the Lakers-Nuggets should be a fantastic series. I think we're also get a good series out of the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat, but I'm just not feeling it all that much. You know, I haven't felt the Miami Heat pretty much because I don't like the, I don't want to say the gameplay. That's not fair because Jimmy Butler gives you everything he has. It's a championship franchise, but I just feel like the superstars are out there to shine with the Lakers and the Nuggets, which I know the Boston Celtics are a pretty good team as well. You know, you have Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. There's a lot of things to like there, but I'm just more invested, I feel, out on the West Conference, Western Conference with the Lakers and the Nuggets. Now, tonight, same game parlay, which I was able to cash in on yesterday. Corbin Carroll with a base hit, Marte with a base hit, Ketel Marte, and also a Diamondbacks victory yesterday. No real sweat in that one. It was nice. But also, each one of those baseball players did get just a base hit apiece. It wasn't like, hey, man, you could have ramped it up. You could have, you know, went over 2.5 bases on both guys, home runs, RBIs, all that stuff. That didn't work. So the parlay was absolutely perfect there. So if we look at the same game parlay tonight, it's going to deal with this game between the Lakers and the Nuggets. For me, Austin Reaves, my guy. Yeah, my guy, Austin Reaves. 10 points or more tonight out of Austin Reaves. That's leg number one. Leg number two, LeBron James. I'm not asking for a lot here. 20 points. LeBron James goes for 20-plus points tonight. He's going to take down leg number two. Now, I did have to, you know, you're sort of buying down, right? The points prop there a little bit higher for Austin Reaves than 10. I understand that. LeBron James, a little bit higher than 20. I get it. Wanted to take a little bit of a discount there. You're just looking at, you know, I don't want to say milestones isn't the right word. Just like goals, right? Hey, Austin Reaves get double digits. Boom, got that. LeBron James, if he scores 14 points, so he's going to lead SportsCenter and every single talk show tomorrow. What happened to LeBron James? Not clutching the biggest moment. So just get 20 points, LeBron. Hit that milestone of 20 points. And then Anthony Davis tonight. I do think he's going to have a very active night overall. And even if your scoring isn't matching up to what your effort is, rebounds always show up. And Anthony Davis should have a nice rebound night tonight. I'm going to go over 12.5 rebounds. So that's three legs to the parlay. Reaves to score 10 or more. LeBron James to score 20 or more. And Anthony Davis to record 12.5 rebounds or more tonight, which is obviously 13. That's a plus 173 price. So looking to go 2-0 here in the last two nights here to try to get some of that money back. And tomorrow, we'll be able to recap the Lakers-Nuggets game, no doubt about it. But also, we'll be able to take a fresh approach here and really get down and have some fun on the Celtics and the Miami Heat. But there's a lot of other topics out here across the marketplace, right? We're going to spend some time talking Major League Baseball because I want to handicap with you guys out here. I want to go over the card today, see some ins and outs, some ways that I think we can make some money, RBI props. Got rebounds on the mind with Anthony Davis. Yesterday, I lost $20 on RBI props on a round robin bet at Bet365. Only got two RBIs out of five guys, but as long as you get two of them that match up, you don't really hurt yourself. It was a $100 play. If everything hit, you know, all five guys got RBI yesterday, I would have paid like 6 or 7 to 1, but you're hoping for three, and I probably should have gotten three the way it checked out. There was so many runs scored across the landscape of those baseball games. But again, you didn't hurt yourself. You lost $20 as opposed to $100, and you can live with that. Picked up a little bit of money there on the same game parlay, so no harm, no foul at that point here. But let's talk about another hot topic here. We'll flip it over to the NFL landscape. And we're not going to break down X's and O's and what we think there's some team totals here on the show in May. No. It's simple stuff. It's what fans usually get caught up in, and rightfully so, and myself included. There are a couple changes coming to the NFL landscape this year. And with the advent of the new schedule come out, the Black Friday games, which again is minor. Jets and the Bengals actually saying, hey, we would love to host this for good. Make us the home team and put us on each and every Friday. We'll do that there during the season. Not every Friday. You get the picture. Every Black Friday, right? Right after Thanksgiving. So you have those bangers on Thanksgiving, three of them, which used to be two, but they added three because they're smart and there's more money to be made and everybody loves football on Thanksgiving. But also they saw maybe a niche was like, hey, you know what? Why are we going to let go this holiday weekend festive atmosphere and let it go away after Thanksgiving? Let's pop a game on Friday, man. The people would love that. Absolutely. And boy, let me tell you, when I saw that game was going to start in the middle of the afternoon, it just made it all the more perfect. That's what's supposed to happen. That's somebody with the lights on in the NFL office and giving those good ideas and good advice over, as opposed to so many things and advice that we get from the NFL. It's like, man, we didn't need that. So you see where I'm going now. I just told you the NFL stepped up to the plate and delivered a Black Friday game, which I think is absolutely stunningly sensational, and I can't wait to let it play out. Now, let's get to the stuff we get angry at the NFL. Because the NFL technically can't do any wrong. For years and years and years and years and years, and I'm not talking about the people out there, oh, you know, I subscribe to a illegal stream, and it takes 15 minutes to log on, and it's choppy, and it's 13 minutes behind the actual gameplay, but it's the stream itself. I'm talking about DirecTV. For a long time, I didn't want to get a dish attached to my townhouse and say, you know what? I'm going to have two cable bills, a monster one from Comcast Xfinity, and then pay another couple hundred bucks for DirecTV. But I finally broke down and did it because I needed the dish. For in my business, I needed it. Had the perfect setup, multiple TVs, a couple dish receivers along with Comcast. It was awesome. And it was worth paying for, it really was. But you still had to go through the hassle of getting the dish and paying for the dish and doing all that good stuff. And I always thought to myself, there's got to be a reason why the NFL is doing this, because apparently they don't want people watching all sorts of football games. They want you focused on like one or two games or the games within your market, and that's what you get, and that's what they want you to watch. But if somehow you can get a dish, when it felt like 5% of the country was actually allowed to get a dish, well, then you cashed in and you had fun, which I did. Moved to a new property, wasn't going to get the dish again. Wasn't going to attach a dish to my property here. So I sat out last year in the NFL on the ticket. Had a couple TVs set up. Maybe there's a game on Fox. Maybe there's a game on CBS. And then, of course, you have one TV dedicated to Red Zone. Made it work. Not happy with the most part of it because, you know, when a big play happens and you're watching online, I'm not talking about the video itself. Just have like an ESPN up or the Sports Grid app up and you say, like, oh, look at this. Turnover. Let me turn that game on and see if the Chicago Bears can score a quick touchdown or the Green Bay Packers can score a touchdown. I wasn't able to do that. So it's at the mercy of the Red Zone, which sometimes doesn't always go in your direction. But I lived with it here, knowing that YouTube was actually going to get the NFL ticket, which the concept I love. But then it gets back to the anger of it's an app, which means it's going to be slower than real time. We're already massively delayed here with cable, taking a look at NFL games and college basketball games and NBA games, right? We're way behind some instances there already, which is why I went on Amazon last year and said, I'm done with this. Because you guys know me. I talk on the radio. I talk on TV. But I love to be in the mix on social media, which I have up right now on one of my monitors right now, just taking a look at TweetDeck out here as information scrolls by the screen. But you know what I love to do on an NFL Sunday? I love to sit back. And I love to watch the game through Twitter. Look at it at my TV. What a big play. Type it in. What a big play by the Giants. What a big play by the 49ers. I can't believe that interception by Patrick Mahomes, right? That was not a fumble. That was a catch. He got 2 feet down. It's awesome. It's half the reason why social media makes sense. To live in the moment with millions of people watching a game together, agreeing and disagreeing. It's fantastic stuff. It's the way it's supposed to be. But the fact of the matter is, my cable service was so slow that I couldn't be on Twitter during an Eagles game because the beat writers were firing out tweets at the game before the team even had the play before. It's taking away my fun. So I went to Amazon and I ordered, I think it was like $35, an HD antenna. So in my one basement TV, hooked up the antenna, ran it all the way to the basement window, put that thing in the window, and away we went. Fast. In some instances, what, 36, 37 seconds, I believe it was, that I was getting the signal faster than my cable. It was awesome, and it brought a lot of life back into my fun here to stay on Twitter. I said, Donnie, why are you talking about that? I thought you were talking about something else here. I am. I'm building to a point here. And you know what that point is? Peacock is getting a playoff game from the NFL. And normally you would say to yourself, honey, what's the big deal? Like, I have Peacock. I have Amazon Prime. Streaming is not our friends, people. It's really not. Streaming is your friend when you want to watch Yellowstone. Streaming is your friend when you want to watch, like, what, HBO Max, whatever it's called. That's when streaming is your friend. You want to pop on and watch something, you know, on replay, or you want to watch old Seinfeld episodes, streaming is your best friend. Sports fans, streaming is our enemy. It really is. Because as I bring up with YouTube here, I love the fact that I can get it and we'll pay for it. And by the way, I think I have to pay for it pretty soon to get that discount. So thanks for reminding myself. But I need that. But it is very much delayed here on YouTube from even what your cable service would be. Which then leads me into Peacock, getting that football game. And if you don't have it, you got to sign up for it. And once you do, and you want to watch, and it's probably buffering, just understand this. You logging on to Twitter, there are NFL people at the game. Beat writers, Adam Schefters, whoever might be there. What a catch by Tyreek Hill. Unbelievable game breaker, 7-0 Miami. Right? You say, oh, look at this. Huh. Look at the Dolphins on the 45-yard line, 3rd and 6 as they head into the huddle. Yeah, it's going to be that bad. If you are on Twitter while watching, because you can't really speed up Peacock, it's the app. So basically everybody at home is probably getting it at, you know, different intervals because depending how quick their service is getting it. But you're going to be like a minute behind the action. Which means you could be a play and a half behind and have no idea what's going on. Which also means when you're trying to bet that live on places like the FanDuel Sportsbook, they already know the plays that happened in advance and you're trying to take advantage of it. You might just want to get in on a 1st and 10 when on FanDuel, it's already 3rd and 8. Can you believe that? Already 3rd and 8 coming out of the huddle. That's what hurts so much here. And that's why it sounds like such a good idea, like streaming, taking control. You can just be able to log into apps and watch games. I get that. But if streaming was just as fast as being there live, it would take over the world. And I don't know why we can't do this just yet. All the technology we have now, and I understand why cable puts in a little bit of a delay. Just in case you hear a cuss word, we could cut it out. I mean, come on now. We should be watching this as fast as that telecast can provide that signal. If I sit in the stands at Lincoln Financial Field and watch the Eagles kick a field goal, you should see that almost in real time at your house. Why not? Right? Scoreboards, they're shooting video for it. They get it in real time. Just can't have our cake and eat it too. The Peacock football game where you're over a minute and a half to 2 minutes behind, probably, it's going to drive people crazy. And oh, yeah, let's just see them do it on an opening weekend, wild card weekend, and have that site crash down. My goodness, it could happen. Come on back with us. It's a Tuesday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it here. Quick little segment before we hit hour number two and your phone calls as well. 844-843-6879. Sirius XM channel 159 right here on the Sports Grid Network. What we'd like to do now, find out where JP is going. By the way, JP, I already know you're in action tonight for this game. Let the people know where you already went and the possibility of double dipping tonight.
I will be double dipping with another points prop, but I'm already involved in that Jokic points under.
Okay, so he's going Jokic under tonight. Now, correlation for you, JP, do you think the Lakers win tonight? Or do you think just the Jokic under, he scores like low 20s, still dominates, and the Nuggets, you know, walk away with this one? Any thoughts on that aspect?
Yeah, I think the Lakers actually take this one, but even if the Nuggets do wind up winning, I don't think it's impossible to say that Jokic stays under and he just has a dominant triple-double 20-10-10 game.
Oof, all right, there we go. So tonight, we're looking at another player prop. Are we going points? Are we going rebounds, assists, threes? What type of prop are we actually looking at tonight?
It's another points prop.
All right, so we're going to do another points prop tonight, and that's what we have to find out. If JP is going to high rent district, like he is with Nikola Jokic at 28.5. So granted, yeah, Jokic can go 25-17-14, and JP can still win his bet. The Denver Nuggets can walk away with this one, and everybody walks out in style. But we're going with a points prop tonight. LeBron James, 24.5, as we stated. Anthony Davis, 23.5. That's where we're shopping in those high-rent districts here. Already talked about Jokic, 28.5. Jamal Murray at 28.5. Now, if JP thinks that the Lakers do win tonight, does that mean he's going to be focusing on a player prop here for the Lakers to the over and Austin Reeves or D'Angelo Russell and Anthony Davis and LeBron James? Or is he trying to be sharp here and say, well, if Nikola Jokic ends up with 28.5 points or less, that means a player like Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., or Aaron Gordon can certainly step up here and fill that void for them there. Now that's going to be some food for thought there. I don't. If he already went high-rent district, I don't know if he goes high-rent district again here. I'm thinking secondary option. But if he already went with a Denver Nuggets player, I'm thinking that he possibly is now looking at a Lakers player here. Well, we got a lot to determine. Hour number two coming up next, right here on Money.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.